The award for Federal Employee of the Year goes to Dr. Rana Hajjeh for her contributions to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Her work with vaccines will save the lives of about 7 million children by the year 2020. And you can read more about her at federalnewsradio.com. We have details on all of the Service to America Medal finalists and winners posted there. The gala Tuesday night, though, featured a couple of young people, a number of them, who might actually earn that award for themselves one day. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Of course, Tim, you were there. It was great to see you and all of your colleagues from the partnership. And I congratulate you on a terrifically successful and wonderful event. When you look at the call to service category, these are the young people that are just starting their federal careers and already doing amazing things. And my colleagues, Nicole and Sean, flagged two of them who are on my program. One of them was Jonathan Baker, who is involved, saved $4 billion for taxpayers on rocket systems. And Sophia Hussein from the Securities and Exchange Commission, who returned, busted a $500 million Ponzi scheme. So she helped return $500 million to people who were involved in that. I mean, these people are just at the very early stages of their federal careers and have given every indication that they're going to be able to keep up in the ante on the achievements, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, all of the congratulations to all of the Sammy's winners. Congratulations to all of the finalists as well. When you look at, you know, the depth and breadth of work that these folks have done, it really is truly incredible and an incredible evening. So delighted, Francis, that you were able to join us on Monday evening. You know, again, the Call to Service Medal is one of my favorites because it recognizes those who are 35 or younger and who have been in federal service for 5 years or less. And, you know, it really is the folks, as you said, who are just starting their federal career. And to read some of their accomplishments, you know, I'm always amazed to say I'm not sure in my 30-plus years of my career I've actually achieved as much as they have in the past 5 years or less in their federal career. They really are a bunch of folks to really applaud and really, as you look at the future of federal service, look to as a beacon of hope as well that, you know, with all the negative press around federal employees at times, if you look at the Call to Service Medal finalists and clearly the winner, Sarah Myers, there's a great deal of hope that the future of the federal service is in really good hands.
You know, it's really amazing because I think back to Tuesday night and to Sarah Myers from HUD, introduced by now the director of the Office of Management and Budget, and she worked very closely with Sean Donovan on the project that she was involved in. You can read about that also at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. So here's somebody under 35, obviously, working with the leader of the agency. And, you know, her network's probably pretty good right now because she was working with Secretary Donovan, who now runs the OMB.
Yeah, and again, I mean, if you look at Sarah as an example of this, you know, here's somebody who is basically 33 years old, and not only has worked directly with the former secretary of HUD to look at how HUD actually tracked and processed, you know, more than $13.5 billion in economic stimulus funding, but she also was the lead in looking at and tracking the more than $50 billion in disaster money that went to Hurricane Sandy. This is a young woman who's 33 years old, and you know clearly had the entire confidence of the Secretary of HUD, now the Director of OMB. I mean, that says a lot about this young lady, and again, where she's going to go from here. I think, you know, the network that you said that she herself has developed. It was interesting because the day after Sammy's, the partnership has its annual one of its annual board of directors meetings as well. And this year for our board of directors meeting, we brought in a few participants in some of the activities and events that the partnership does, including Anthony Cotton, who was part of a team at USAID in the Service to America Medals category. And Anthony talked a little bit about how just being a finalist has raised his profile and has given him, in his own words, greater credibility within his agency, that others now don't look to him simply as a, this is my words now, as a young whippersnapper just off the streets, but they actually look at him now and say, this guy actually has something going for him and clearly is somebody that we need to take seriously, we need to take his ideas seriously, and we need to figure out ways to tap him and his team that were finalists for the Sammy's Award. So I think clearly, simply again, it goes back to that recognition of peers as well, that yes, we were able to recognize 8 individuals for their outstanding contributions across all of the Sammy's categories, but here's an individual and his team at USAID that simply by being nominated and by being named finalists for the Call to Service medal, their prestige and their rapport with their own colleagues in USAID, to Anthony's point, has been raised tremendously.
Yeah, what I noticed about the finalists, especially as they recognize the people who nominated them and the award winners as they gave their acceptance speeches, is that an overwhelming majority of them, to me, at least seemed to have been nominated by their superiors, by supervisors or by people further up the chain, and not by somebody that was, you know, trying to kiss up to your boss or something like that. And not that that's wrong if the person is doing quality work. You want to hear about it from whoever recognizes it. But I just thought it was striking that so many of these people, not just in the call to service category, but all across the spectrum, were nominated by people that were above them, not people that were below them.
And I think that's actually one of the great things about the Sammy's program in general and the nomination process, Francis, is anyone could nominate somebody for a Sammy's Award. Your supervisor or manager, the head of the agency can nominate you, a friend, a colleague, a nonprofit partner, a corporate partner that you've worked with. Again, any of those folks can nominate. I think, you know, clearly if they weren't, for several of them, if they weren't nominated by a superior or by the secretary, him or herself, clearly they had a lot of references that were from individuals above them, again, touting the work that they had done. So again, I think that is a really, really unique feature of this program.
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service on Tuesday night's Sammy Awards. And the critical thing that I think people should know about this is that all of these people are just regular people, but they're doing unbelievably amazing things. I also think that it is really instructive, especially in the call to service category, Tim, that you and your colleagues at the partnership have done, I think, a really good job at learning why these folks chose the federal government as young people and why they stay in the federal government. And I think those can be very compelling cases that agencies can make to the broader population of young people that they want to bring into the government.
I think that's absolutely right. And again, one of the really interesting things that gets me year in and year out, Francis, is you know, how unselfish these folks are as well. And you said, you know, just they all talked about just the gratitude that had been expressed to them as a result of, you know, being named a finalist, being named an award winner at the Sammys. Most of them, in some way, shape, or form, as they were recognized, said, you know, to some extent, I'm doing my job. But they did their job in an extraordinary way. You didn't hear the other really neat thing for me is that you heard a lot of we did this, we did that. And it may have been in some cases that it was actually a team that was nominated, a team that won, a team that became finalists. But in a lot of cases, it was individuals as well. But very rarely did you and have we ever heard the I or the me. And I think that's really telling about these folks is that, again, to your point earlier, they really are committed to federal service. They're committed to their work, and they recognize that they've had a significant part in that, but they recognize that government isn't just about me. And frankly, I think that's going to become more and more the norm as well, that for individuals and for agencies and for government as a whole, that for us all to be successful, it is more of the we and us and less of the I and the me that's actually going to create success in federal government. And again, I think this, the SAMMY's award winners and the finalists and even the nominees for a long period of time have long demonstrated that. And again, gives me great hope that you know, for all of those naysayers out there saying, you know, that federal employment is not worth it, that federal employees do very little to advance themselves or others, spend a night at Sammy's and you will see an entirely different federal government than what than not you, because I think Federal News Radio is actually portraying federal employees in a great light. But for those naysayers, spend a night at Sammy's and you really will have a great appreciation for all of the great work that federal employees do.
Yeah, I'll never miss another one as long as you guys will continue to put me on the list. And I don't think I've ever seen an awards presentation where I have heard so many people say, I'm accepting this on behalf of, and then they name anywhere from a handful to a whole team of people that they couldn't even name them all. They just had to identify the team, and they position themselves just as part of that. And it just speaks to exactly what you're talking about the team versus individual concept that these people have.
Yeah, and again, I think it's one night, and one night isn't enough to celebrate the great work that federal employees are doing. And again, thank you, Francis, for you continuing to highlight well in advance of the SAMMY's program, and even having this conversation after the fact, to look for the good things that federal employees are doing. And quite frankly, it's not hard to find good things that federal employees are doing. It's not like to find these finalists, we had to look in the far reaches of the universe to actually find this. You know, more than 400 people were nominated for SAMMY's awards, and you know, as we look at the 2015 SAMMY's award, I'd encourage all your listeners to begin to think about who are those folks that are doing incredible work in your agencies now, and begin to start working on their nomination and recognition. Again, it's great to recognize the eight, but simply to be nominated for something like this, again, as Anthony Cotton said at our board of directors meeting, is a great accomplishment in and of itself, and has really, you know, allowed him and his colleagues to gain some momentum within their agency. And frankly, as a young person in his agency, said, is something that will continue to motivate him to do more and do better.
Well, you actually got ahead of me a little bit, because I was going to mention the most difficult thing about doing such a wonderful job as you and your team did on Tuesday night is that you've upped the expectations again, because you've got to put this on next September. And I imagine that's a process that's already beginning, especially with the idea of going out and recruiting people, recruiting stories for people to be recognized as finalists for next year and eventually award winners.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And but again, you know, each and every year we hear time and time again, you'll never be able to find this level of award winners or individuals to present awards to as you did this year. We've been doing this for a good amount of time now, and every year somebody keeps saying that, and every year we realize that we can continue to find outstanding federal employees who are making just astronomical contributions across the board. So I think, you know, we need your help in identifying those folks, but clearly there are a lot of great federal employees out there who are doing really, really tremendous work and need to be the face and need to get some credit for that work that they're doing, because again, it's often not the great things that federal employees are doing that's actually covered. It's the mishaps and the slip-ups that get the garner front page news.